And boom. What's up? Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing the Dream. I'm your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. And hey, what's up? You see me? We're here. I can be seen now. This is wild. You know, starting off the year anew. New adventures, new journeys. We just seeing how things going, basically. It's nice though. We in here in the daddy day camp room. It's not the daycare. It's not a day camp or anything like that. It's just niggas a new daddy, and this is how it is. It feels weird because I don't have my headphones on, but I don't want to put the headphones on because I don't want many things to block my face. But I do got, look at that. You see that right there? Boom. That's merch. I say it's merch. I probably need to get back into making more of them. I got a bunch of them, but, you know, doing things on your own with your own two paws is time consuming. And I got time today. I ain't had time before, but I got time today. And it's nice. You know, it's nice to be able to take off. I didn't take off. The weather outside is frightful, and inside is more delightful. So it didn't snow or nothing like that, but it was freezing, and niggas in Texas don't really know how to drive well, especially when it's sunny outside, but when it's icy outside. So I said, it's dangerous. So it's good to stay in. Also, my Liberty Mutual, they have a racetrack. Basically, they track where I be going and shit, just like the government. They be watching me, and I don't care to. I drive different. All right, you know, I got a little speed under me. It's not a stick shift no more, but you know, it get up there. And niggas out here don't know how to drive. They're not polite when they're on the road. They also like to just cut off in front of you and shit. And you know, if you press on the brakes too hard, boom, that traction, and you get points and shit taken off of you, and then it goes towards your discounts and shit. And I'm not trying to fuck up my discounts. I need my discounts. So the more money I can save, the better it will be for me and my family. Ooh, it's been it's January. My baby's about to be a month tomorrow, which is nice. We out here still chasing this dream, you know. Ooh, clap it up for this nigga here. Yes sir. It's wild because I didn't. No one expects to know what to do or what's happening. It would be nice to talk to more people that are actually in the game, with kids, that are actually making it with kids. Because at this point in time, it's just like, what you doing? When we gonna see you again? I don't know. I'm gonna try to be out here. I'm connecting with whoever is here. You know, I also gotta set this up to where when I finish this, I'm able to go ahead and upload this to whatever it needs to be uploaded to. And it's like, nigga, how? You know, there's just so much that I'm putting on my plate, and I ain't got a big enough fork to eat it. So, you know, my mouth's so small. But you gotta start somewhere. I got me my whole little setup here. Basically, what I have, it got that little Sony ZV-E10, and it's a doozy. It does what it needs to do. You see the background, it's got a little blur, kind of like that butter right there. You know, whatever I can do to make my journey a little less stressful, I guess that's what I'm gonna be doing. Don't mind. They might have a baby crying in the back. You might hear him, you might not. I don't know. I took the pee puffer off just because I need you to see more of my face and shit. But this mic could probably come down some, you know. But hey, these are the tricks of the trade. Tricks of the trade. I don't even know if it's a trick or not. I just know that this is what I need to do when if I want to be successful and do more with my dream, because you know, Don't nobody give you no syllabus, no guideline to what the fuck is supposed to be happening or what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to go about it. I mean, people could tell you, but people also don't know what you're going through in life. So it's just like, stick to your guns. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. I just got to realize, don't stop. What I do is nice. I'm pretty sure I can keep that going. The pen ain't going to stop. I'll tell you that right now. I'm going to always continue with the writing. And that's helpful. That is very helpful. You know, I feel comfortable now that I can give y'all a video, which is good. You know, this little motherfucker, it is a doozy. Shooting in 4K. 4K, hey, come on now. We upgrading life. But, you know, it doesn't feel as, it doesn't feel as if you reach anybody because this is all behind the scenes. Like, until you see it, you don't know what I had to go through just to get this set up. Like, I got these lights on the side of me that, you know, they're the changeable lights that I can change and shit, but they ain't want to sync up to my internet, so I couldn't change them. So it's just like, you ain't got no warm lighting behind you. I've been looking up on YouTube and on the YouTubes and shit, and I figured they would tell me, they got some good shit up on YouTube. Like, YouTube will save your life. Yeah, it was. I've the things that I've looked up on YouTube are very helpful, very helpful. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna change these mics out pretty soon, just so I can get a better quality. Get another XLR cable. Just things that I can do within my budget. I don't know how to budget well at all. And I just understand I got to take care of my needs and also take care of my family. So. It's just like you got to do that within the means of what you can. And this is easy for me right here. This right here is not too difficult. My first video podcast was outside with Ember. Ember Skies. Shout out to Ember. Whoop. But it was busy. It was busy out there. And I would like a place that I can go to that's not going to break my bank, to where I can, record and comfortability. I just record comfortably. My actual studio that I'm building out in the back behind my house, that's going to be in the near future, so but I still haven't envisioned on what and how I want it to look. That's the big thing. Like, I definitely want it to look nice. I want my logo behind me and shit, but it's just like, The more money, the more problems. It's not like I'm getting more money. I asked for it. And they like, yeah, all right, nigga, sit your ass down. We'll see what we can do. And basically seeing what they can do is just like, let's just hold off until this nigga forgets about it. And that's, I'm not going to forget. I'm going to be here thinking about it for quite some, until it comes. I'm going to continuously think about it, because if I can get just a few more dollars, they give me, please, because anything else can help. They talk about user generated content. You can go ahead and get your UGC going on, which is helpful. I don't know how to do that just yet. I'm pretty sure if I sat down and looked it up, I probably could, but it's just like, do I want something else to bog me down that I'm doing for somebody else instead of doing for myself? And that's kind of like the question to be asked. Like, do I necessarily want to do that? At this time, I'm not sure. If it's anything that brings money in, sure. But I like working with my hands. I do. I like to be outside. I like to get things done. I build shit. That's what I do. I build shit. I can work on your lights. But that doesn't mean, hey, this is going to pay for everything and shoot me off to where I need to be. It's not. I need to get out more. I definitely need to do that. But having a baby that's a newborn, it ain't even a month old yet. Having this newborn, I don't really have the time to do that. I have the time to do this right now, but, you know, wifey's pretty good at taking care of the kids, so and I don't want to leave that burden to her all the time. Like, I definitely need to play my part, which is, you know, being a good daddy. I'm waiting for this nigga to start walking and talking, because it'll be a lot easier. Because right now, it's just crying and whining and sleeping. You know, my titties don't produce milk, so it's just like, I can't feed you. I mean, I can, but we're going with a breastfed baby. That's similar. Just the necessities that we have to go ahead and take care of this baby is really helping on the nigga pockets, just because, like, we home birth was one thing. Boom, take all that doctor shit out of the way. Even though you got to pay for your doula and your midwife and such, that's fine. But not having to worry about doctor's bills, that's amazing. Diapers? Oh my goodness, this little boy shits up a storm, okay? Like, you change a diaper and he'll shit that thing right out. Boom, explosion inside the diaper. And now you got to change that diaper again. That's two diapers down within 2 minutes, you know? Hey, diapers not cheap, okay? So, but we don't do diapers. We got the cloth, so that's helpful. It's very weird because usually I do have my headphones on just so I can block out all of the noise around behind me. And at this point in time, I don't have that. So it's like I got to get used to not having the noise and just to stay in the flow mode. But it's kind of hard because I hear ankles and feet cracking. But I think I can get past it. I think I should be able to. But, you know, shit, things got to happen still around the house. You know, it's different. It's actually the water dripping, but it's different. You know, it's beautiful outside, but it's cold as shit. It's like 20 degrees. Yeah, and I'm coming from New Orleans. We don't normally get 20 degree weather and shit. So it's just like, I don't even want to feel what it feels like outside. But I do need to take care of the chickens. The chickens been doing their thing. They've been giving me eggs and shit. Which is nice. Any way to save money, basically. Any way I can go ahead and save me my ducats. Because what I want to do in life, what I wanted in life was this. Family, house, all that. But what I want to do in life, it's more of a selfish endeavor, basically. Like, having a family and also trying to chase a dream. That dream chase is more of a selfish type of goal, basically. That's something that you just wanna, you don't wanna have to worry about anything else. Like, growing older, actually in this field, talking to other people, it's like, oh yeah, you don't wanna get no kids yet. You good, you know, everything should be fine if you go out there and, you know, you do it on your own. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You can go wherever you want. It makes life easier. It does. But at what point in time are you going to stop being selfish? You know, at what point in time are you going to be like, hey, okay, eventually I want this to happen, but if it doesn't happen, then what? Like, this is where you want to be. This is kind of what I wanted. I, you know, I was a person that does want a family, but, you know, if you only worrying about the dream and not about what else can come, it basically just kind of leaves you in a place of limbo. Like, you want this, you want that, but what's more attainable? Having a family is pretty attainable, but this dream is just like, and basically that's what it is. It's just a dream. The more and more you dream about it, the more and more you want it. Yeah, it will come, but, you know, at what cost? At what cost? You know, I see some of my friends, they don't, they don't have the love and the grand scheme of things. They don't have, you know, they got a place to live, but, you know, it's not like they're building any type of equity. They don't have any type of home or anything like that. So it's just like, is this comfortable for you? Are you cool with that? I wasn't cool with it. I was always a person that was in a relationship. I love being loved, basically. That's always nice. That's always nice. Knowing that you have somebody to come home to, knowing that, you know, when you are down, when you do have a bad set, you have somebody that you can come home to and just be like, oh, you all right, baby. I still love you. You know, you get that from your mama, but ain't nobody living with their mama like that. Not the people I know. So it's just like, what do you do? Do you give it all up? Do you stop? I don't think I'm ever going to give up or ever stop. There's no stopping. So basically you just got to continue. Now this is way different and further out of my comfort zone, just because it's one thing to sit in a room and just talk on a microphone without anything looking back at me. But to say now that I have this looking back at me now, it's like, oh, what is this going to look like when people watch it? What is this, you know, the thoughts that run through your head when you try to do something on your own. I mean, it's going to be for my channel, for people that enjoy what I do, but is this something enjoyable for people? It's like, this is kind of like a talk. You know, there's silly shit that happens in between it, but what captivates the audience? Who knows? It's basically like a TED Talk now. I never knew what this was going to be when I got to it or what I was going to do, but I mean, it's in the title. Tell me a joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. Well, we don't tell jokes. We just talk about the dream chase. And I'm going to keep chasing this dream until I get it. I got my sneakers laced up tight. And there's things that I can go ahead and put out that I will be doing, that I'm going to do, that I never do. So, you know, this was a step of a start right here. Boom. Let's get something that people might like. You know, let's get something that you made that you can go ahead and boom, you know, possibly give out to people that you made with your own two hands. So this is one of the reasons why I started knitting hats. It's cold outside. It will be nice to have a knitted hat, wouldn't it? I go ahead and I make knitted hats. You can have a knitted hat that I made. Hit me up at tellmeajokeyo on gmail.com if you would like a knitted hat. I have them. I need to make shirts and shit too. I got the Death Squad shirt on now. And I would like to make shirts like this, but that's also another money endeavor. And it's just like, more money that you got to put out just to go ahead and see if people would want it. And, you know, and I don't know who these people are. I mean, I know who some of the people are, but the random people that are watching me, that are listening to me, like when I check my analytics, you got people in Sweden, Ghana, Africa. There's just so many other places. It's just like, wow. I never thought I would reach places like that, but I mean, here it is, you know, from the comfort of my home, like it's getting out to other people. But do I feel that? Not really. What makes you keep going? I'm not really sure. I mean, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy being able to speak to the masses or speak to anybody that's on their journey to do something like this. You know, you just basically got to get out and be seen, really. Like, I have the talent to be seen and be good at what I'm doing. So, you know, even though the shows that you are booked for, it is one thing. It's one thing to be booked a lot, which is nice. Booking is fun, but it's another thing to network. You definitely have to go out there and show your personality to other people that possibly couldn't give a fuck about you. They're on the same path. They're on the same journey. But, you know, like-minded people do like-minded things. So if they're trying to do the same thing you're trying to do, they'll definitely want to help you out if, you know, if they're not assholes. So, you know, last year was a kick of poetry. Like, I enjoyed being in the poetry scene. It's comfortable. It's real comfortable to be telling poetry, which helped out the comedy poetry side of things, which has taken the fuck off, which I really do enjoy writing stuff like that. But what I miss is the actual stage and the actual feeling of being in a comedy room. Like, I got it here and there back last year, but now I kind of want to jump back into it and do it a little more. I really like how this picture is coming out. This is just, give it to me. Yeah. And I really need to just, there's so many, you know, it feels like these jokes come in and go to the wayside. I can just imagine somebody that has something funny in their head and never got to the stage to express it. If you're not a comedian, cool, sure. But, you know, just telling these jokes at work and shit, they don't quite do it for me. You know, I do need to be around a band of comedians or friends and love like-minded people like me that we can go through the same thing, talk about the same shit. I miss my friends, basically. I miss them. You know, being out all the way fucking hours away from the crew, it makes this journey a little bit harder, you know. But if I wouldn't have did it, I wouldn't have gotten what I've gotten now. So everything happens for a reason. You got to take your time. Your time will come. My time will come. I know it will. I still got years ahead of me. So as long as I stay healthy, stay fit, you got to keep that fitness going. As long as I stay fit and continue to move, I notice that people that do construction, motherfuckers be 70 something years old out there still fucking hauling goddamn cement and shit. So, like, you can, as long as your body keep moving, man, your exercise is still going. I'm 8 hours lifting and bending and doing shit all day. So I'm still staying fit. You know, it's the points in time when you start to sit down, when your body is dormant. That's when the ailments start to come. That's when the knees and shit start aching. You know, you got to get out there and get some sun on your face. You know, get that vitamin D. Take in the rays. You know, so yeah, what I do is dangerous, but as long as I'm competent on what I'm doing and I know how to do it, because dang, I went to school for it. And as long as I can still come home at the end of the day. I mean, accidents happen, but, you know, shit happens. As long as I know what the hell I'm supposed to do, then I can avoid the accidents, except for the dumb shit that happens on the road. Shit, when you drive, be careful out there, people. Definitely be careful. And niggas, you know, they think that they're the only person on the road that they don't need to worry about anybody else and shit. I don't know. But it feels, it's probably because I'm sober. That's the reason I have these feelings. It's weird because I ain't been since the age of 18. I ain't been this sober since the first time I got in trouble. Since my first run-in with the police when I was growing weed in my closet. Boom. That was my first type of any type of, that was my first altercation with the police where you ended up doing some bad shit. It's like, okay, cool. You know, but at that point in time, I was only sober for 3 months. And that was just because I didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah, the drug testing was there, but, you know, it wasn't there forever. So 3 months and then boom, I was right back to doing what I was doing. Now, oh, The drug testing is random, and I don't, you know what, I fucked up once. You know, you can't, with this drug testing, you can't have no alcohol or nothing. You can't even have NyQuil. They had somebody in my substance abuse class that had NyQuil. But you can't have NyQuil. NyQuil, why am I saying that like that? NyQuil. The help you get your Z's medicine. Yeah. She had NyQuil. I like NyQuil. Though. NyQuil sounds NyQuil. She had NyQuil, and that was it. Boom. Put you in a substance abuse class. She also had ankle monitor on because she was on some other shit. But still, like NyQuil? Bitch, I can't have NyQuil? God damn. Like, I ain't know. She ain't know. Boom. Fuck up one more time, you going to jail, though. You got to spend that jail time. I got one more court date, apparently. One more court date. I still got money to pay, you know. Everybody need money. Motherfuckers is just taking money. They just siphon money from you. And it's like, how am I going to save if y'all just keep taking? It's crazy because last year, I had to spend the most money ever. And I was still saving up pretty good. I don't know how I'm doing it. I don't. I mean, I think I do. I'm pretty sure I do. I got family that loves me. So, it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I got to take care of mine. So, it's like, nigga, just don't fuck up, basically. And that's, so sober is what I got to do. Because they ain't playing out here. I didn't think that, you know, those little urinalysis tests would be able to pick up on alcohol or whatnot. Alcohol stays in the system for, say, 84 hours, 72 hours, more than 2 days. So, and then that drug test picks up on it. I wanted to test it, thought I could sweat it out. You can't sweat it out. It's still in there. It don't go nowhere. Once you have it, it's in there. You know, I don't even want to attempt to try something. Like, I got a barbecue sauce that got bourbon whiskey in it. I got a whiskey barbecue, and I have not tasted it yet because I ain't fucking around. I can't. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that bourbon whiskey gonna do to me. That barbecue, it's a barbecue sauce, but it got whiskey in it. I don't know how much, NyQuil, okay? NyQuil is about to put a motherfucker in jail. And then I'm pretty sure NyQuil's probably got a lot more than this barbecue with the whiskey in it. But nah. It frightens me. I can't wait. February 14th is my last court date. On Valentine's Day, yeah, kiss my ass. That's wild. They just a slap in the face. Yeah, I hope everything ends then. That's what I want. Things should end then. Like, everything should be done. Okay, slap on the wrist. Don't do that shit no more. I mean, I didn't know I did anything wrong. You know, boom. Yeah, like I said, be careful with them vape pens out in Texas. You can have weed, but you can't have a vape pen. Ain't that bullshit? Like, THC vapes? Oh, yeah. Felony, sir. And for all these little youngins that's out here, before the age of 18, you got you a goddamn THC vape pen? Oh, don't get pulled over. Don't have it in your pocket. Yeah, bitch, you going down. You going to spend a day. You definitely going to spend a day. And if you can't find out, you might spend more than that. They definitely want you out here. They definitely want that money, and they getting it from me. So, you know, boom. Just for people to know, it's not all legal out here. There's still some shit that'll fuck over your life. And oh boy, it is. I mean, but you know, I was able to be sober for my baby to come into the world, which is nice. I guess it's probably a bad thing to be saying it like that, but you know, definitely didn't want to be high during that process. It was just a lot going on. I definitely need a good acid trip though. I definitely need to go ahead and give me some shrooms. Shrooms don't last in your body that long. I could definitely go on a go on a mushy mushy trip real quick and get that out the system quick, fast, in a hurry before I gotta take my next piss test. But I don't want to test it. I don't, you know, so I'm gonna just wait. I'm gonna just wait before I go ahead and tap into the universe once again. It's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute. I probably need to wait till the little boy get older too. Or when she takes off, probably goes somewhere, takes the baby to see the grandparents. And I got the house to myself. Oh, setting. Clean this motherfucker up. Get all my lights. I'm a fix them fuckers. I'm a fix those lights. Get all my setting and shit prepared. And then, bomb. Probably take me 2 hits of acid and just fucking zone out. Yeah, meditate, think about things. That's what I need to do. I remember before he came, I had me a little, some strong shit from a partner of mine. Thanks, Damien. Yeah, that had me thinking. Consciousness. I'm like, oh shit, nigga. I made you from a sperm. Crazy. It's crazy. How? No idea. Alien growing in a belly now. And now he's here. It's like, what? What? It's just too deep to think about. And it's just like, oh, okay, it happened and this is what it is now. You know, I created life from nothing, basically. And now the little pitter-patters will be running around pretty soon. Not as soon as you would expect, but, you know, you get it. Just fucking people grow. Shit. There's more that I have to worry about now, and there's more that I have to think about now, and this journey is definitely something that I have to really put my all into, you know. I want to leave a legacy behind, but I also don't want to continue doing electrical. Like I always say that. I don't want to continue doing electrical. Getting shocked hurts, you know. I mean, I could get on stage bombed and have somebody say something bad about me. That hurts just as well, but that hurts mentally, not physically. Getting hit by 277 hurts physically. Getting stuck to like 120, oh, that'll make your body go into convulsions. And if you get hit and you get trapped, woo. I know niggas that died from doing electrical. Not paying attention, either paying attention too much. You know, it's dangerous. So I would like to be able to get out of the danger zone. Fucking around and switch gears and shit still makes me nervous, and I've been doing this for like 15 years. The number's gonna stop at 15, but I've been doing it way longer than 15 years. But you get it, nigga. That big wire, ooh, some 500s, some 250s. Oh no, nigga, that's blowing things up. If you get hit with that, yeah, that's stopping hearts. All that. So just think about it. You know, I need y'all to feed into me, to pour into me, so I can stop doing this bullshit and I can be more productive for the things that I want to do. Because y'all like it. Y'all like what I do. You definitely do. You know, who knows how you feel about this here? Who knows how you gonna feel? YouTube don't really show much love when it comes to posting up shit. It's besides little shorts, YouTube shorts, feed the ego. But when you just post regular shit, if you ain't a YouTuber, you know, then you gets no love. There's no traction. But these will be coming once I start putting them out every Tuesday. So, you know, I also have to figure out this whole little situation of how to get this up on the screen. And then should I audio on Mondays and video on Tuesdays? I mean, audio on Tuesdays. I'm gonna leave audio on Tuesdays because I need my days. You know, I procrastinate a lot, and I definitely need to be able to go ahead and do this. So I started these early. Who cares what date it is? Just understand that they will be coming out. And just so I can, because I do it myself, I probably shouldn't. My homies be like, man, you need to get somebody out there to help you do that shit. Yeah, I do. But then that's also reaching out to other people, and that's taking money out of my pocket. You know, I gotta want somebody. I gotta have somebody that's gonna want to do it for me, and then to also see my vision or know about the vision that people need to see, and then implement that. Because at this point in time, it's just like, all right, you know what? YouTube is my teacher. Google Docs is my doctor. So it's like, how am I gonna fucking manipulate the masses, get it out there somehow? This is the only way. This is the only way, just by doing it. You gotta do it. You gotta hop in that water. You know, it's nerve wracking. Yeah, it is. You see, I took the headphones off, but nigga, yo, y'all don't see. This is different. You know, now if I'm outside, I'm probably gonna have to get the headphones, just cause I need to listen to it. I ain't got no producer. I am the producer. And I'm the producer, the videographer, the fucking, the photographer, all that. And the editor in chief, nigga. This is me. I do this. This is the journey, though. This is my dream. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. I became a comic because podcasts were my teacher. Like, before I even started comedy, like, I was listening to Your Mom's House, Joe Rogan Experience, but that was way back when he was talking about the game. Now he talking about a whole bunch of other shit, which is cool. It's still fun to listen to. But, like, back then, they gave you game on what it was and what you need to do if you want to be a successful comedian. Some things were correct. Some things weren't. Like, but you don't know. Who knows what the future is going to hold? As of going to fucking LA or New York, and yeah, they're still the meccas. LA, I don't think so much. New York, yes. There's still a place you need to be. If New York wants you, if Comedy Central wants you, if they want you, they're going to come find you. So basically, you see Ali Sadiq out here. He definitely didn't need to go anywhere. He is Houston based. He is Houston. When it comes to comedy, he is Houston. And you don't need to leave your city to be able to become great there. But also, not too many people from my city have became great. PJ Morton, you know, fucking Wayne. But you see how long it took Wayne, and Wayne don't go back. It's like, well, Ellen DeGeneres. But Ellen didn't stay. She didn't make it down in New Orleans. She left. So could that be correct? Who knows? Fact check me. I ain't got no fact checkers. I mean, I could look at my phone, but that's going to slow the process. Like, that's going to halt all of this. And I don't want to slow that down. So it's just like me, my peanuts cup and my coffee. Let's see what I give you. You know, this is just how I've been doing it. Basically, you know, who am I talking to? I don't know. I guess people will be watching pretty soon. I definitely don't know. I mean, I get certain reactions from people, but it's like, is the reaction that you want? It is the reactions. Like, I don't know how to go about the conversation to make it better, but this is what I want to do. You know, I don't want to conform to what everybody else is doing, like everybody else is doing. There's many different podcasts, many different things, but this is what my podcast entails. And it's me. This is me doing what I do. So, you know, if you want to chase a dream, understand you're going to have to put yourself in these situations to where it's just like, ooh, is this going to be good? Who knows? Who knows until people see it? I just understand that I got to get the better quality out. And this is my quality. Upgrading the camera. Got a good lens. That bit fat. It's a fat old lens. I see you looking at me, looking at you, looking through the people. Uh-huh. It makes me feel good. The lighting, I have it. I basically would need my studio. I would need a studio just so I can have better lighting to where, because this setup, it shouldn't have took so long, but it did. It took way too long for me to set all this up, and I need a better setup. I need a different setup. I would like things to look more sleek. I would like the design to be better. I went with the short cord this time just because I didn't want all that shit in the way. And you know, I went with a nice coffee mug just because it's colorful and colors are nice. You got Marilyn Monroe back here and other shit on the wall, but you don't need to see what's on this side. It's a craft cabinet that I built for my wife because she like crafting. But still, you don't need to see that. So that's out the way. So I had to make sure, and boom, we got the sofa here, which is comfy. This is comfy. And my table that I need with my Zoom pod track there. And everything's recording now. But when I'm done with this, I just have to sync things up, you know? So trials and tribulations. The beginning of something new. You know, I probably need to buy more coffee mugs just in case, you know, I need to make my own coffee mugs. That's good. That's a good thing. Make your own coffee mugs. You see how things work? But shooting guerrilla style, though, outside is a bit different. I need to have more uniform, I guess. A remote will be helpful. As a lone caster, somebody that's out here doing it on his own, this is how I'm going about it. So if this helps anybody, hey, you're welcome. You know, you got to go about it somehow. You know, there's many things you can do. I wouldn't consider myself a YouTuber or anything like that. I would consider myself a podcaster. I've been doing it for 4 years now. So, you know, this is part of me. This is what I do. And it's so crazy how it's much easier to get people on the podcast now that you've been doing it for quite some time compared to in the beginning where it was... You know, like now I have people that are ecstatic to be on, and they ain't see the analytics. They just understand what I put up on Instagram or whatever. You know, it doesn't look like, I mean, it doesn't do numbers like everybody else, but nigga, I have a podcast that has been going for quite some time, and podcasts are a thing now. So it's just like, I mean, podcasts been a thing, but... Like before everybody started hopping on board, I was climbing up the side, basically. And, you know, now everybody is on board. I got 4 years in. So, you know, it's just something that I wanted to do, not something that I'm doing because everybody else is doing. It's hard to conform when you're just doing it because everybody else. I don't want to be that person. Hence why I try to make my own lane when it comes to certain things. Just because, like, if I can do this, and other people can't be like, oh, you doing that just because this person. I hate that. So if I can find my own lane, my own shit, do my own thing to, and people don't think that, oh, you just doing this just because that person is doing it, then I'm doing my job. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, because there's a lot of sheeple in this world. A lot of motherfuckers doing what other motherfuckers are doing just because other motherfuckers are doing it and doing it well enough to where they're getting paid off of it. I do this because I love it. That's it. I do what I do because I love it. I mean, if it makes something, if it doesn't, I know I got a legacy to live by, so my kids gonna like it. If I don't last long on this world, if I come unalived at some point in time, nigga, I got something for my kids to see. They can always look at me and, you know, see it in a different light. They can always see me. Because I've made a staple for myself. I have put something down that'll be here forever. And these thoughts that are coming out are are cemented at this time for the future. So regardless, this is not in the moment anymore. Once it's recorded, it will be here forever. These sentiments will be here forever. Out to the masses. So if you think about it like that, it'll help you grow. It'll help things keep going. You know? Not like, why do I do this? Well, I get why I do this. Just, you know, if I wasn't here, my kids would know who I was. It gets kind of sad and kind of dark, but they, you know, get you some titty milk. It'll be all right. That colostrum will get you going. Rub some on your face. Get rid of the acne. I don't know. Yeah, I enjoy life, though, man. You gotta do something. You gotta keep something to make you laugh, to make you keep going. You know, these new jokes need to be told out to somewhere. And I'm not saying that those are any jokes that I'm working on. I'm just saying, you know, titty milk is good for babies. And it's good for your face. So is semen. From what I've learned. Back in high school, they said semen had protein in it and it's good to put on your face, especially if you got acne. Our gym coach taught us that. She was something else. You ever wonder how old, like, back then when I was in high school, I would assume that most of my teachers were in their early 30s. And I'm in my late 30s, and I don't see myself as one of those teachers. Like, they seemed old. They seemed older than a motherfucker. And I'm 38 going on 39, and I'm like, I don't feel as if I seen that old. Like, back in the day, man, niggas just had old faces. Like, they faces old as fuck. Like, nigga, you 12, and like, goddamn, you look like somebody's grandpa, you know, back then. Now, it's just like, shit, 50 is the new 20, or something like that. Do Twitter with the numbers, and you understand. Like, I like being an age to where it's just like, you know, I see, I'm older than Conor McGregor. And look at this nigga. That nigga has done so, I mean, yeah, he's done so much in his life, but bitch, I'm older than him. And it's so crazy because he's such a battered man. A badass as well. But he's younger than me. And he just looks like he should be maybe in his 40s or something like that. I'm not sure. Jason Statham, the beekeeper, shout outs. Hey, if you ain't seen it, check it out. But Jason Statham's almost in his 50s or something like that. Close to it. And he looks his age, I would say. He looks his age. But me, I definitely don't look 38. I definitely don't look like I'm about to be 40, you know. And I like that for myself. I believe as long as I continue to fucking move and continue to get up and do shit, I still have so much time to fucking chase this dream. And eventually, yeah, I'm going to make it. Fuck what you're talking about. I'm going to be somebody. And this will be one of those moments like, oh, I remember when that nigga was talking about that shit on YouTube, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, nigga, I will be somebody. Nigga, this shit don't happen overnight. Just when you're living in the moment, you don't know when it's going to happen. Just got to speak it into existence. And I do. I'm part of the universe and I love it. You know, I don't remember her name. I'm a big fan of ventriloquism. Not saying that I've wanted to do it. I've wanted to whittle, but that's neither here nor there. Jeff Dunham is my favorite ventriloquist. And I don't know if he's other people's favorite ventriloquist, but if there's more than just him. He's just the one that's more prominent. He's the one that's out doing it. But I think I need to look her up. I ran into another ventriloquist to where I was like, oh, this is funny. It was very enjoyable to watch her. That's ass cheeks. Hold on. This. Did I? I wonder if I saved it. I'll find it. Yeah. There was a ventriloquist that I ran into on the interwebs. And she... Nani and the Monkey? Nani and the Monkey? It... What made me want to talk about this was because the things that people go through in their heads as they go on in life, like if you Toddler Cowboy Landon writes, if you ever watched him on Instagram, he basically admits to being slightly on the spectrum, to where his mind is always thinking. And to a person whose mind is always running, the thoughts running in and out their head, just it'll drive you insane. Like the thoughts that I have going on through my head, they don't stop being when I was younger, having to go to a psychiatrist and not understanding, having to take a fucking CAT scan and shit with fucking all these tubes and knobs hooked up to me, not being able to go to sleep, or, you know, having to go to sleep. And there was so many things that were going through my head. And it's like, why is this happening? Why do I have to go through this? What did I do? I thought I did something wrong. It's just the voices wouldn't stop. It's not like their voices. It's just their thoughts, which is one reason why I don't like to read, just because it's hard for me to stay focused on one thing. It's hard for me to just like, oh, if the story is not compelling to as if it's being told to me, I can't focus on just reading this. I'm not going to be able to comprehend it because there's so many other things that I'm thinking about. Besides these words that are coming off the paper, I can read really well. But that's not the case. The comprehension part about it, it's not that I can't comprehend. It's just that my brain doesn't want to. My brain doesn't want to comprehend what I am taking off this paper. Which is, I can't get into a story like that unless it's being told to me. I love stories. I love the Reading Rainbow situation, like just all that. LeVar Burton, he's still reading. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, I love that. Like, I am signed up with Audible just because Scott Sigler, he's got some books that I enjoy. And The Rookie, all that. Like, my brain doesn't allow me to want to be able to sit down and take in information unless it's something short. If it's something that's got to build up into it, I can't do it. Like James and the Giant Peach is one of my favorite books, but I never read it. I was read to in third grade. Like, did my teacher, Miss Aaron, shout outs, she read it to me, and I was so captivated by just the story of it, and also how she would read it. Like, she would emphasize on certain voices. She would change her tone when it came to certain people. That was amazing to me. And like the Neverending Story, like when Bastion would read and then take his mind and he would get into the story, that was me. basically, but not me reading. Like, I can't do that reading. But if somebody reads to me, I am completely there. Like, I am that person there. And that's just how my brain works. Now, so when I say I don't read, like, it doesn't mean that I don't want to read. I would like to read it. It just, it does not gonna, it's not gonna appeal to me to read. Lou Reed to read. And you see what the fuck happens? It just, so much shit is going on in here that it's, I can't focus just on one thing. And you know, you think about me just being able to sit here and talk to you with nobody else here. You gotta have a little insanity going on in your head, because usually people have other motherfuckers here. Bill Burr usually reads off a paper or something to give you what's going on, or just talk about a day. Me, I'm just here, boom, and I've been talking for damn near an hour. Freeform. And just get it out. Get it off your chest. What you got to think about? Really, basically, I'm trying. Anyway, I'll just go here. There we go. There she is. Nina Conti. There she is. I found it. You see, to be able to get to where I needed to get, I needed to go ahead and go off onto a banter. I took you on a little fucking Zelda adventure, a voyage through the forest real quick. Just my backstory of how my mind works, just to get to where I needed to get, because I'm not just thinking of one thing to tell you. I'm also thinking of 12 other things to where I can get to another spot, because I got to figure out what I'm going to be doing after this, how the baby's going to be feeling, what I have to do with the baby. And there's a game I could play, a Plague Tale Requiem, which is about plagues and rats, and this little boy, he can control the rats and shit. But that's just all what's going through my mind. But I also want to tell you about ventriloquism, just because I love ventriloquists, and fucking Jeff Dunham is my favorite. I just recently watched his last one that was kind of like in 2022, right after the pandemic or whatnot, 2 years after the pandemic, and he's still bringing out more puppets, more shit. It's just amazing. Like, you've witnessed this man grow on stage, and you know, that's one thing. There's so many ventriloquists out there. You would never think that, oh, how are you making it so, how do you get out there? And it's difficult for him to be the only one, and he's not the only one to be at the grand scheme that he is. There's other people, but the ones that I care for, the ones that I like. And this lady, Nina Conti, she has this little monkey that when she creates content, she has a conversation with the monkey. Like, she just sits and has a double-sided conversation. Basically, you know what's happening. Like, she is the monkey as well, but I mean, I guess it's just practice, but she's literally talking to herself and answering herself. But to be able to do that, your mind has to be going like a mile a minute. Because the banter that she has at like 3 a.m. when she can't sleep, and she's answering her own thoughts out loud. Just check it out. Check it out. You'll see how crazy it is. Not saying that it's crazy in a bad way. It's amazing what she's doing. But like, I can understand that thought process, just because there's so many thoughts in my head that are going. And yeah, so many thoughts that, you know, if one of those thoughts take off right before I go to sleep, I ain't going to sleep. I got to write it down. Something's got to happen. I got to do something about it. It's not insomnia. It's just that my mind's racing, and I can't shut it off until I do something about it. And like, I sympathize with her, but the way she's able to take her ventriloquism and turn it into art as she talks to herself, but it's through this monkey. It is amazing. It is amazing. And it's like serious shit. Because I don't know how. All right. I could possibly try. No. Don't worry about it. And she also has this, which is very unique, which I've never seen. This is how good she is. I mean, and I'm pretty sure she does well. She's got like 58K followers and such. And so I would like to see her in live. That would be lovely. I'm a big fan. Immediately, I'm a fan. Like, now I just don't have to look at Jeff Dunham. Like, I can watch other people do it. She has this, she's made little mask where the mouth is cut out, and her crowd participation, she brings people up from the audience and she gets them on stage and she puts this little mask on them to where, like, she has a pressure sensor to where the mouth moves. So all you see is the audience member's eye, you know, the person that she brings to the stage, all you see is their eyes. And you don't see their mouth. She moves the mouth for them. And she takes over talking for them. So she brings up certain scenarios and she asks them certain questions. But as she asks, like, this is talking about crowd work. Like, her mind is, boom, magnificent, the shit that she is doing. Like, and it's not just one person. She'll bring up three people on the stage and be those three people. Like, just check her out. Nina Conti on Instagram. The shit is magnificent. The little makeshift masks that she makes, the ventriloquist mask that she puts on people when they come to the stage, and she is their persona. She is their personality. She's going off the cuff. Okay. She doesn't know what's going to happen. They don't speak. It's her speaking. And so, genius. Fucking genius. I love it. And I love to see shit like that. That's what gets my rocks off. That's what makes me excited. That's what makes me continue to do what I love doing, which is like comedy poetry and being able to take somebody from here to there and all in one swoop, and people be like, hey nigga, that's genius. I love that. But with that genius comes insanity, like, because the mind doesn't stop. It's fun to have a place to do it while it's on stage, but understand that what you think happened to Robert Williams? That mind was always running, right? So just think about it and check her out, man. Nina Conti on Instagram. That feels good to be able to plug somebody like that. This monkey that she, it's an adorable monkey. Like, she's hella hilarious as well. Like, just the silliness, the antics that she goes through, and just to be able to see her in a normal life. She also paints and shit. I didn't think that the rest of this pod would be talking about this certain person, but you know, I've also wanted to make puppets as well, but more of like in a crank anchor style or like a Sesame Street way. During the pandemic, I had so many ideas that I just couldn't get around to doing, just because, you know, I don't have the talent, but I always want to do things on my own just to say that I did it myself. So I could probably buy a puppet offline, but I think puppets are expensive. I don't know. I would like one more in my likeness. I mean, they have people that are doing puppets. There was things that I wanted to do with puppets. I definitely wanted to do. I haven't been practicing in ventriloquism long enough to be able to be like, oh, yeah, I want to be a ventriloquist. But, you know, that's another skill you would have to learn. And I'm still trying to pick back up the bass guitar. So it's just like, there's so many things. I wish I just had another life that I could just, I'm going to pick it up next life. And then I wind up playing a game just to get my mind off of everything, just to calm things down. Because there's so many things that I think about. There's still a book that I want to write. There's still so many things. Just like, what do you do? Who knows? Who knows? I could transcribe all of these fucking podcasts and boom, there's a novel in itself. But that's just so much more work on my plate. On top of me actually having a 40 hour and having to work. The dilemmas that you have as an artist and wanting to be all over the place. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't stop. It took me a minute to get here, but I'm here now. Like, it took a minute for this setup to happen, but it's happening. Like, this whole little situation that I have with my Sony ZV-E10 and my Viltrox 16mm lens, you know, these mics, they didn't cost much. You know, you can do this at a reasonable price. But at what cost? At what cost will it burden you? Like, this isn't much of a burden, but at some point, you know, I'm gonna need to make it easier just so I can expand on what I want to do, the more things I want to do. You know? And just the thoughts. I'm all over the place. And it's like, what to pull out as the marquee scrolls across my mind. Like, which words do I want to use? What phrase do I want to say? You know, as I see it scroll across my mind, it's kind of how I tell jokes and it's how I'm able to memorize poems and such, because I see it. And so everybody has their little genius on how they work and how they do certain things. Ray Wimley is an artist. He's a freestyler who freestyles on the corner, who's made it so big now. Fucking, he has, and I don't know anybody that has came to his caliber yet to be able to freestyle like that, kind of like what I'm doing, but rhyming, and also pick things out and talk about it out of the crowd. But also, which is the caveat here, he doesn't use any expletives. Boom. Which shouldn't be difficult, but, you know, I'm a foul mouth fucker, so I use, you know, Will Smith ain't got a custom seller record, but I do, so Q2, you get it. So I this is how I prefer to get my flow out. His flow is ridiculous. And if you haven't checked him out, check out Ray Wimley. Because that motherfucker, he's killing it. He's killing it. And I've been knowing him since he was just on the corners in New Orleans doing his thing. Wild. Wild what he does. Just how fast his mind has to be working for him to do what he do. Also stick to the beat. And that nigga that was like, hey, man, change up your flow, man. Fuck you. Tell that nigga what to do. His flow is amazing. He does change it up. It ain't always just the same flow. You get off niggas' timelines telling the motherfucker to do something different. Bitch, you do it. Change your flow up. Oh, it'd be nice if I see you change your flow up. It'd be nice if you eat a dick. How about that? How about that, sir? Telling niggas what to do and shit. And nigga, you see he's at where he's at because of what he's doing. He ain't got to change shit for you. And I'm glad he doesn't respond to shit like that. But this is just me, how I felt about that situation. And then, because it was a top comment, I was like, nigga, but ain't nobody liked it. So I was just like, nigga, you understand what he's doing? It's difficult and amazing. I think it was on Jimmy Fallon. Fallon or Kimmel? Whichever. One of the Jimmies. Nigga, he is off of freestyling on the corner, that's how good a nigga is. And Common can't even keep up with him. And Common's one of those freestylers. Yeah, I don't know anybody that has been able to keep up with him and be nice with it still. I love it. New Orleans is something else, man. We'll this is New Orleans people. We're a breed that gets overlooked. You see me. I'm gonna rep it once I get out there. I still rep it now. But, you know, because Texas don't show no love like that. They do show love. Once you get into the community, they show a lot of love. They are all here. They'll have your back out here. You just got to get in with them. That's all. And we have so integrated anyway between Texas and New Orleans. Nigga, there's Tex-Orleans food. Okay, it's just like anywhere somebody from New Orleans goes, there will be a bit of New Orleans. Punky Johnson, boom. I want to assume that they had some Saints places and New Orleans food out there in L.A. just because of Punky Johnson. All right, shout out to Punky. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm here for it. I'm here to show you the way. I can show you the way. You know. So, I definitely need to go be a daddy. I have to. I've been in here for too long talking to the void. And I need to go respond to people. I need to go be active in my own way, in my own sense. And see if the wifey needs help, which normally I would be at work at this time, and she is normally doing it by herself. But she's a trooper. She's a trooper. She's got it. You know, it's her first time, but that's life. That's life. And yeah. So let me go be present in the house. And, you know, till next time. I guess I'll see y'all on the same channel. If you want to send me an email, like, share, and subscribe. That feels so dumb when I say that. Subscribe, share, like, fucking leave a comment or whatnot. It's not like I'm a YouTuber to where people will actually watch and like that. But, you know, I'm going to work it out to where, hey, if you do want to leave, if you have made it this far, nigga, leave a comment. I probably need a producer just to go ahead and maybe jot some of these things down. Be like, oh, this is what was talked about. And, you know, timestamp certain shit. Oh, you know, if you want to listen to this, listen to that. Yada, yada, yada. If you want to email me, man, hit me up. Send me whatever, any questions or whatnot. Tell me a joke, yo, at gmail.com. You know, but this has been Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing the Dream. I have you been your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp, they ain't slick back. And until next time, keep dreaming, jokers.